On the phone line with us from AgriView to take up these numbers and so much more is Ellen Dearden, and she's in Morton, Illinois. Good morning to you, Ellen.
Morning, Todd.
Tell me about the marketplace as you see it, and what are the most important fundamental factors at this time?
Well, the market's been kind of a back-and-forth affair, Todd, and, you know, we had a strong up day on Tuesday, a lot of pressure on the market yesterday, so being up a little bit today shouldn't be a surprise. This corn market looks like it's kind of a dull follower. We haven't seen a lot of farmers selling after that little Tuesday spurt, but it seems to me that the reports out of South America may be scaling back the Brazilian corn and or bean crop on this Tuesday report, and probably raise the Argentine crops.
So that would be the Tuesday report. The World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates are out at 11 a.m. next week. That'll be the next milepost that producers ought to be watching, I would think.
I would think so, too. And really, we've got to watch this dollar in here. That's been such a market factor. And we're just a hair weaker on that this morning. We're trying to raise some interest in this Ukraine-Russia situation again. I noticed that Ukraine raised their interest rate to 9.5% from 14%. Oh, my gosh, sounds like the Jimmy Carter era in the U.S.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? Not a good era, actually.
Yeah, no.
And it led to some really tough times in the 1980s, especially for those who spent too much money on farmland and had too high of an interest rate. Crude oil prices above $50 this morning. That's playing a role, I suppose, in all of the marketplace, too.
Yeah, it is. It seems like when we dropped down yesterday about $4 that we found buying interest. You know, we had about a $10 range over the last five trading sessions in the crude. And part of that, I guess, was the news that Saudi Arabia was trying to make a deal with Putin on holding crude prices together, which would certainly help the Russian economy.
Any expectations for the rest of the trade today?
I think we'll see some back and forth. I would anticipate that we're going to see some stronger action. And I'm going to be watching the wheat to see whether the corn will close higher.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, Ellen.